Shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall surely possess their possession. The Lord has asked me to tell somebody today, that thing that you have been expecting before this service is over today, there shall be deliverance. Your expectation shall not be denied you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The God of the 11th hour. Is aware that you are here. It will never allow you to return back the same way you came. Somebody's case will be settled in this morning's service. Somebody's yoke will be broken in this service. Somebody who has kept stagnated, hindered and delayed, their matter shall be settled in this service in the name of Jesus. And every hungry enemy that will not let you go before the end of this service, the Lord shall waste them suddenly. Now get yourself ready. The power of God is about to move. The glory of God is about to descend. Miracle is about to take place. Deliverance is about to be wrought. Somebody's case is about to be attended to. I'd like you to lift up your hand and shout this prayer. And shout it with a loud voice. Say, enemy! Speaking proudly against my life. Did you hear that prayer? Let me hear you say, enemy! Speaking proudly against my life. Be silent. In the name of Jesus. Command them to be silent. By the fire of God. Command them to be silent. By the power of Jehovah. We command them to be silent. Every enemy speaking proudly against your life. Silence them. 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 In the name of Jesus. Enemy speaking proudly. Be silenced by fire. In the name of Jesus. All enemies speaking proudly against your destiny. We silence them. 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 In the name of Jesus. We silence them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Every enemy speaking proudly, speaking with a loud voice.
That
help will not come for you. That you will be openly disgraced. That they will celebrate your defeat. The ground shall open up and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus. In this service, the Lord shall touch you. The Lord shall touch you. The Lord shall touch you. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A loud amen. Please let's have us. Please take a seat. God bless you. Amen. I want to thank the Lord of heaven and earth for this wonderful opportunity. I also want to thank my spiritual father for giving me this platform to stand. The Lord bless him and bless his ministry. He will go from grace to grace, from glory to glory, in the name of Jesus Christ. Just as we know that today is the day we decide, we sit down to look at the issues about our family. And today we are looking at the topic that is titled The Travail of Unsuccessful Marriage. Brothers and sisters, you must strive to succeed in your marriage. You must do everything within your power so that the enemy will not add your marriage to the statistics of failed marriages. We must all work hard because marriage is vital. Marriage is important. Marriage is a priority. Because it will decide your chances of making it to heaven. Let's be serious, people of God. It is your role. How you work things out. That will decide whether you will make it there. Whether you make it there. Your chances of heaven, of making it to heaven, depended on what to do in that marriage. And also note, even your overall success in life, your overall success, your entire success, it's also dependent on your marriage. Because you could be successful as a career woman, as a career man, businessman, businesswoman, politician, and whatever. But at the end of the day, if you are not successful in marriage, irrespective of other successes, it will still amount to failure. It is a decider of your life. Your marriage will determine your stability. How far you will go. Because there are pain. There are tears. There are agonies. There are regrets. That because many people, they were better off as single than when they were married. Because now that they are married, laughter disappears from their lives. I mean, people are asking them, you are better off when you were single. Many have become shadow of themselves on account of the marriage. Many destiny are scattered. Many are disorganized because of marriage. There are many tears, distresses that you can encounter there. If you don't know what to do, and if you don't do the right thing, the husband can become rubber band, and wife can become a knife. Instead of husband, he can become an husband. Instead of feasting together, it will become beating together. The Bible says the husband is the head, but he can turn out to become your headache. So as we are gathered here this morning, what do we do? What is our role? What are we supposed to do? Brothers and sisters, marriage is a hard work. Marriage is a serious work. Not just getting inside. Even now that you are inside, it's a serious work. So what do we do? We need to first of all begin from the book of the beginning. Let's go back to what is in the mind of God. What does God have in mind? What is he working at? Why the need for husband? Why the need for wife? Genesis chapter 2. Please open your Bible to Genesis chapter 2. Because we are going to read quite a few verses together. And I want you to follow me as I read. Genesis chapter 2. And I'm going to read verse 18. It's a popular verse. Now we read other ones thereafter. And the Lord said, and the Lord God said, and the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. The first thing you need to know here is that the Almighty God, the all-knowing God, the one to whom all wisdom resides, the one who is perfect in all things, said it is not good that a man should be alone. Said it is not good. And I'd like to let you know, loneliness is not good. And that's why I'm praying for everyone here today who is qualified to be married, and you are trusting God to supply the bone of your bone. The Lord God Almighty shall answer that prayer by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. So God said, it is not good. It is not good. And if God said it is not good, then it means it is not good. Then what did he do? Verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead. Please take notice of verse 21. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept. Took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh instead. Why did God not choose to make another person from the ground, just as he made Adam? Or even if he doesn't want to use the soil again, why did he not use trees? Or stone? Why did he not use any other thing? Why did he decide to bring the woman out of the man.
Please
know that we are dealing with God who can do anything. Look at what the Bible says. He made the man sleep. And he took one of the ribs. Why not from the ground? Why not from the tree? The reason is simply because it would have been another species.
Entirely.
It would have been a different person entirely. So what God decided to do is to bring out the woman from the man. Is to bring the woman from the man. So what we are saying here this morning, that woman is actually yourself. Because the Bible says, when Adam woke up, remember he was asleep. But when he woke up, you know the first thing that he said? He knew what God did. He said, now this is the bone of my bone. This is the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. He said, this person was taken from me. Brothers and sisters, you thought that you marry from Okitipupa. No, it's your flesh. You thought that you marry from you marry from Isialangua. Or Isikuato. No, it's your flesh. So if you like, you can kick her. If you like, you can make her happy. If you like, you can make her sad. It is yourself. It is yourself. It is yourself. Whatever you do, you are doing it to yourself. All the abuse is yourself. So if you say it's a witch, it means you are yourself, you are a wizard. It's yourself. That is the truth. But does that mean that there will not be problems? Does it mean that there will not be misunderstanding? That is not what we are saying. The tongue and the teeth, sometimes they do clash. The tongue will bite the teeth, will bite the tongue. But do you take the tongue to the ghost
meat
and say, please help me remove it? It's disturbing me. Your hands have made mistakes severally. Do you take cutlass and cut off the hands? No. Because you will recall that there was a time the hand has helped you. You will recall that there was a time the hand helped you to pass exam. You will recall that the same hand had fed you before. Many times we quickly forget. But if you are going to do well with God, please, whatever anybody has done, anybody who has made contribution in your journey of life, however little it is, however insignificant it is, the person may not be good now, but don't forget that there was a time that the person had done something
for you.
This person had helped you
before.
Man is the head. Man is the head. Check your Bible very well. The Bible says man is the head.
Bíbélì wípé orí ni ọkọ.
But there is no head without a neck.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò sí orí láìsí ọrùn.
When Adam woke up,
nígbà tí Adam jídìde,
he was excited.
Inú rẹ̀ dùn jọjọ.
And he said,
ó wípé,
he is a man, she's a man.
Ọkùnrin ni.
The woman is also a man.
Obìnrin ọkùnrin lòun náà.
Say, but the only difference is that he's a man with a womb.
Ìyàtọ̀ tó ń bẹ nínú rẹ̀ ni pé ó jẹ́ ọkùnrin tó nílé ọmọ.
She's a man with womb.
Ó jẹ́ ọkùnrin tó nílé ọmọ.
So God decided to make from Adam.
Ọlọ́run pinnu láti mú jáde láti inú Adamu.
So that they can be one.
Kọ́ ba lè di ọ̀kan.
And God in his wisdom.
Ọlọ́run nínú ọgbọ́n rẹ̀.
They are one.
Ó ní ọ̀kan ni wọ́n.
And you see, the husband is not complete.
Ọkọ kò pé.
Because the bone has been removed.
Nítorí pé egungun ìwọ̀n ti yọ lára rẹ̀.
Without this one.
Láì sí aya rẹ̀
nílẹ̀. However intelligent you are.
Kò bá kò ní ṣe bí o ṣe lè.
You may be a professor.
O lè jẹ́ onímọ̀ ìjìnlẹ̀.
Of psychology.
Tí ẹ tó mọ nípa rẹ̀.
Of whatever.
Onímọ̀ ìjìnlẹ̀ yóò.
You are not complete.
O pé.
Many years after.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún lẹ́yìn èyí.
When Apostle Paul began to speak to the people of Corinth.
Nígbà tí Apostle Paul tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní báwọn ará Corinth
sọ̀rọ̀. He told them.
Ó sọ fún wọn.
In 1 Peter chapter 3.
Nínú ìwé Pẹ́tẹ́rù kíní orí ìkẹta.
Please let's read this scripture together.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ jẹ́ kí àjùmọ̀ kẹsẹ̀ Bíbélì yìí papọ̀. Ìwé Pẹ́tẹ́rù kíní orí ìkẹta.
Let's look at it together.
Ẹgbẹ́ ṣàjùmọ̀ wo ẹsẹ̀ ìkeje.
Likewise.
Ó ní bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́.
Ye husbands.
Ẹ̀yin ọkọ.
Do well with them according to knowledge.
Ẹ máa fi òye bá àwọn aya yín
bí. Giving honor to the wife.
Ẹ máa fi ọlá fún aya.
As unto weaker vessels.
Bí ohun èlò tí kò lágbára.
And as being heirs together.
Àti pẹ̀lú
bí àjùmọ̀ tó. Of the grace of life.
Orin ọ̀fẹ́ ìyè.
That your prayer be not hindered.
Kí àdúrà yín kí ó má bàa rí ìdè.
Look at it again. Likewise the husband.
Ó ní bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ ìyọ̀kan.
Do well with them according to knowledge.
Ẹ máa fi òye bá àwọn aya yín bí.
Which knowledge is he talking about?
Òye wo ló sọ ní
kárẹ̀. The knowledge that the apostle was talking about.
Òye jẹ́ apostle sọ̀rọ̀ ní kárẹ̀ yìí.
Is the knowledge.
Ó jẹ́ òye.
Of the far.
That
is you.
Iwọ gbogbo lẹni náà.
Is your person.
Ẹni bí ìdìrẹ́ ni.
Do you keep malice with yourself?
Ṣé ẹ máa ń yànjú pẹ̀lú ara yín bí?
Have you seen a person who just wake up and he start fighting himself?
Ṣẹ̀sìn rẹ̀ ni ọ̀kan tí yóò jí dìde yóò máa bára rẹ̀
yá. I mean he start beating himself.
Ó máa lu ara rẹ̀.
Or carry sticks and start smashing it on himself.
Tàbí kí ó gbé igi kó fi lu ara rẹ̀.
You know what the meaning of that?
Ǹjẹ́ mọ ìtumọ̀ èyí?
We can live together.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé a lè tọ́jú mọ̀ bí.
We can live together in peace.
A lè máa gbé nínú àlàáfíà papọ̀.
We can live together in happiness.
A lè máa gbé nínú ìdùnnú papọ̀.
That does not mean that there will be no issue.
Ìyẹn ò túmọ̀ sí pé kò ní sí àwọn làásìgbò.
That does not mean that there will be no misunderstanding.
Ìyẹn túmọ̀ sí pé àìgbọ́ra-ẹni-yé kì yóò ṣẹlẹ̀.
Proverbs 18:21 says.
Ilé ìwé oríkejìdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlélógún
wí pé. As a man speaketh.
Ó ní bí ènìyàn ṣe ń.
He said there is power in your tongue. He said there is power in what you say. What is the meaning of that? If you say your husband is an angel,
tí o bá wí pé áńgẹ́lì ni ọkọ tìrẹ.
It will become one.
Yóò di ọ̀kan.
If you say that your wife is a serpent.
Tí o bá wí pé ejò ni aya rẹ.
She will become one.
Yóò di ọ̀kan láì
jẹ́ jọjọ. So whatever you keep saying.
Ohunkóhun tí o bá ń tẹnumọ́ láti máa sọ.
So now let us redirect our thought.
Wàyí ẹ jẹ́ kí a fún èrò wa.
Redirect our mind.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a fún ọkàn wa jí.
Let us use our word well.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a lo ọ̀rọ̀ ẹnu wa dáradára.
Let us use our word well.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a lo gbólóhùn tó jáde lẹ́nu wa ní ọ̀nà tí ó sunwọ̀n.
In as much as you cannot keep malice with yourself.
Nínú ìgbà tó jẹ́ pé o lè bára rẹ yan.
In marriage it is not high but we.
Nínú ìgbéyàwó kì í ṣe èmi ṣùgbọ́n àwa.
We can live together in the will of God.
A lè máa gbé papọ̀ nínú ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
We can live together in love.
A lè máa jùmọ̀ gbé nínú ìfẹ́.
We can live together maturely.
A lè máa gbé gẹ́gẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni tó ti tójú bọ̀.
We need to grow.
A ní láti dàgbà.
We need to mature.
A ní láti tójú bọ̀.
We need to grow.
A ní láti dàgbà.
We need to mature.
A sì ní láti mọ ohun tí à ń ṣe.
We need to become one.
A ní láti dá ọ̀kan.
We need to become bonded.
A
We need to become soulmates. We need to walk in unity. We need to be committed to each other. We need to live happily and joyfully. Whatever we can do, we need to make 1+1=1. The Bible says, Amos chapter 3, verse number 3. Amos chapter 3, verse number 3.
It
says, can two walk together except they agree? Can two walk together? So we need to walk in agreement. We need to walk together. We need to make things happen. We need to lean on the mercy and the grace of God. We need to keep on working things out. We need to keep on working this house. Every day making amendments. Adjusting and making things right. We can make it work. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. This is where we are going. How do we live together? How do we live together? There is an answer here. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 26. Be hungry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your
wrath.
Neither give place to the devil. Look at the instruction from the Holy Bible. Say your hunger has a limit. See, this anger that everybody is talking and saying, it is over. It cannot work again. We have to scatter it. Everybody has to go his own way. You are not God. The Bible says, be hungry. You have the right to be hungry. Say, but be careful. That hunger has a limit. Say, once the sun is trying to set, make sure the anger dies. The angers must not go beyond the sun. Now, what is the key? The key is patience. To be successful, patience must play its role. The understanding of patience, endurance, knowing fully well that the person you marry is not perfect. He's a human being. Human being will make mistakes. Human being will keep on making mistakes. And like we always said, marriage is not bed of roses. Patience is calmness in the face of provocation. Patience is self-control. Patience is perseverance. Patience is calmness. Jesus our Lord. How was he able to carry his disciples alone? No, it was not an easy walk. You know Peter. Those disciples were something else. They were slow. They were inquisitive. They were lazy. Unbelief. Irritating. But how was he able to? Was he able to go along with them? By the time he left, and he handed over the job to them, and he said, "Now you can continue." Not sooner that he left, Peter, who was supposed to be the head, gathered all of them, and they went back to fishing. And Jesus looked down from heaven.
Jesus wa wole lati orun.
And saw the people that he committed the work to.
Wa ri awon eniyan to fi se ile lowo.
They became fishermen.
Won wa di apeja.
Instead of fishermen.
Kaka ti won ma apeja eniyan.
Jesus came down again.
Jesus wa tun sokale wa.
And he saw them where they were fishing.
Oh, why you want to be
scattered in different directions.
Want to carry koko iha.
And so when he appeared to them,
if I don't para him,
he said, "Children,
only in your mom,
do you have fish to eat?
Is there any echa lati je?
What is fish in this matter?
Kimi echa ni no rotan so
yi. You should brought out Cain and Cain them.
Oh, yeah, ki omu egba jade ko.
You should lash them with words.
Oh, yeah, ko foro gidi ko fi pa
won. You these people, you are irresponsible people.
Eyin omo ye o se je ni te ko mo to.
You these people that will commit the salvation of the whole world, now you reduce it to killing fish.
Eyin omo ite ka fi igba la gbogbo aye ka fi le lowo e wa ti wa bi ti re je ki ka eja.
Boy, didn't do that.
Ko se be.
Is that?
Oh, we pay.
Do you have fish?
He
said, no.
Only Ara.
So he actually performed another miracle. And brought out fish. And then they were all started eating.
But what were they eating?
They started eating.
What were they eating?
And while they were eating,
if it was eating,
they started all over again.
All together.
Said, Peter, do you love me?
It was different, baby.
To start all over again. Brothers and sisters, in marriage,
you
keep on starting all over again. It's a long life learning. Don't deceive yourself. You don't know the person you marry yet. There are still so many things you have not known. And so we must keep on learning. But look at what the disciple actually did now. 2,000 years ago, it's gone. And the work is still expanding. We eventually get what you are looking for. That marriage will eventually become peaceful. The joy that you are looking for will eventually come. But what do we do? We must be patient. We must be patient. A very high dose of patience. And patience is a spiritual maturity. Patience is the strength of character. Patience helps us from taking hasty decisions. Patience will help us from taking decisions. Decisions that we take and we will later regret. One sister was saying something the other
day.
You know, she saw her husband coming out of the supermarket. And then, just by the side of her husband, one fair lady too was walking, they were walking side by side. The woman was already rehearsing what she would do. Ah, blood pressure was already going up. She was already getting to explode. All of a sudden,
logically,
the woman went to her own side. And she now realized that they were not together. How many times have you taken decisions? Very hastily. And then it's a regret. In marriage, you shall be offended. You will be annoyed. But you must put your feelings under control. What are the instructions that will help us to have plenty of patience? What are those instructions? Because patience is the ability to tolerate the other person. And please, there are blessings that is waiting for the man and the woman that will be patient. What are these instructions? Quickly. Number one, we must accept each other for who they are. Number two, we must resolve conflict as quickly as possible. A marriage thou shall discuss. A marriage thou shall discuss. Now shall not argue. No raising of voice. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26 we have read. We must not allow anger to come in. Number 4, we must speak the truth at all times. Be a man of the truth, be a woman of the truth. Number 4 is that we must speak about issues and not speak about personality. Many times we leave issues, then we begin to address personality. A time evil comes now with degenerating to abusing one another. Number 5, we must pray for patience. We must ask for the grace to be patient. And of course, patience is the fruit of the Spirit. We must have it. It is important. Now, number 6, you must avoid argument. 7, you must be open to correction. You must not hide information for each other. You must overcome the spirit of anger. One evening, on Sunday evening, after the service, a man drove a very posh car. Very expensive car. But the car was shattered. The windscreen broken. The car was destroyed. It was his wife. Got angry. And destroyed the car. Actually, the job of the man was to supply car to people. People will have paid, and then he will go and take the car from outside the country and then deliver it. Now, what kind of anger is this one? Because certainly the man must look for money. So who will pay for it now? Because soup money will reduce eventually. Wrapper money is gone now. Money for bag and shoe is finished. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We must put God at the center. And listen to this, we must resolve our conflict before we sleep. That is the stand of the Bible. It must not go over. The sun must not go down upon our rod. We must not work on assumption. We must not work based on what people say. We must practice forgiveness. Forgiveness must be part of all. Jesus said, 70 times 7. 70 times 70. Every day. And so anytime there is an offense, there must also be forgiveness. Anytime there is an offense, there must also be forgiveness. I pray for everyone who is here today that as we put these things to practice, the blessing of God is coming to your house. The blessing of God will enter your house. That amen is, I said, the blessing of God will enter your house. That house where God kept you, that home where He planted you, by the mercy of God, you will not be put to shame. God will fight your battle for you. Those who are waiting for you to be ashamed, they will be ashamed. Those who believe that your marriage will not work, those who already rehearse, they are already rehearsing what they will say to you, and waiting for you to pack out, to scatter, the Lord will disappoint them in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet and say this prayer with fire. Rise up on your feet and declare this prayer by fire. The way you say it is the way God will answer you. Say anything. Anyone that God has not planted in my marriage, be uprooted by fire. Say anything. Anyone. The Lord has not planted in my marriage, be uprooted by fire. Open your mouth and speak to the Lord. Anything. Anyone. Be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Anything, anyone that the Lord has not planted in my marriage, be uprooted by fire. By fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, the failure of my parents shall not be repeated in my marriage. Now lift up your hands and say, the failure of my parents shall not be repeated in my marriage. Now lift up your voice and begin to say,
in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, we are welcome to this month's session of monthly question and answer on marriage issues. Now the first question, it has to do with widow or widowhood. Now this sister is saying that I am a widow, and I want you to explain Psalm 68:5, that is a father of the fatherless and a judge and a defender of the widows. My worry is that I have encountered a lot of problems as a needy widow, and people are just unwilling to help, even brethren. I am carrying too much burden and have gone for deliverance many times. What can I do to get relief? Amen.
Amen.
The answer here for now is it is quite evident that you are going through anxiety that are generally associated with widows. Widows indeed like you, because there are widows that the Bible refers to as widow indeed. Another category, you are a needy widow, you need support, you need attention, you are desolate, you are solitary, and that is why the Bible refers to you as widow indeed. But regardless of the pains and anxiety as a widow that you are going through, God's position as father has not changed. Therefore, explaining the scripture of reference that you have asked us to do,
we
say the fatherhood of God for the believer is emphasized throughout the Bible. God delights as a father in providing for and protecting the weak, the widowed, the disadvantaged, the wronged and lonely among his people. If you feel alone without help coming from nowhere, you should ask that father to put you under a spiritual care and protection. He has done it before. For that woman who lost his only son, a widow, he came into his life and with compassion from Jesus, and his story changed. As a father, God has planned to supply physical and emotional needs. We are all aware of the provision of Jeremiah 29:11, provided with peace, not evil, prosperity, not disaster. As a father, he plans for your children too. In Jeremiah 49:11, God commands that you should leave the children with him and he will preserve them. As a father, God plans for widows to be involved in Christian service. Profitable Christian service. It's not one in which we go to church and warm the chair. As a father, God, as the father of the fatherless and the defender of the widow, plans for younger widows to remarry, to become a helpmate for another man. In addition, God as a father and as a defender of the widow commands Christians in the Bible, throughout the Bible, to make provision for the supply and provision of the needs of the widow and to generally help them, such as visiting them, not to oppress or afflict them, because he's the father, to defend them and to ensure in the command that the children too, or the relation in the family, should play their role from the home base to see that they are actually at the servicing and supporting the widows that are indeed widows. Let me emphasize this. There are consequences for any Christian avoiding to carry out these responsibilities stated. One of the frightening scriptures that I've read is Proverbs 15:25. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud. That is the disobedient. No matter whether you are a Christian, disobedient, you are not doing this, but he will establish border of the widow. In effect, as a father, God has provided a win-win solution for widow. All you need to do is to be faithful in prayer and supplication. My sister, if you need, you can still visit us at Happy Home office. For possible further counseling assistance. Number two, somebody has asked, how does God speak about the, how God does speak to you about the person you should marry? báwo ni Ọlọ́run ṣe lè báni sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ẹni tí ó yẹ kí a fẹ́ gan?
This could be seen in different interpretations.
A lè ní oríṣiríṣi ìtumọ̀ fún èyí.
I think you are asking that how you want to hear from God.
Kò tẹ́ ń gbé láti bèrè báwo ṣe lè gbọ́ látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
How you want to know the will of God.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣe lè mọ ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
How do you want to become so personal with God that you can faithfully hand your choice of your life partner for decision in the hand of Lord?
Lè ní ìbáṣepọ̀ tí ó dán mọ́rán pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run láti lè mọ ẹni tó yẹ kí ẹ yàn láti ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run wá.
The same question is still saying, how do you choose a marriage partner?
Ìbéèrè náà tún wí pé báwo la ṣe lè yan ẹni tí a ó fẹ́.
As I write to this, marriage is originally God's idea.
Àbá Ọlọ́run ni ìgbéyàwó jẹ́.
He conceived the idea of marriage.
Ipe ìgbéyàwó wà.
And he manufactured it from the beginning, as we have learned from various scriptures.
Ọlọ́run òun ló ṣe àgbékalẹ̀ ìgbéyàwó
láti ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ ṣe. He alone therefore knows the partner.
Láti lè wá mọ ẹni tó yẹ kí a fẹ́ gan.
Uniquely suitable partner.
Ẹni tí ó tọ́ sí ni.
Prepared for each of his children.
Èyí tí Ọlọ́run ti pèsè fún àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀.
Hence, it is very important to pray for God's leading.
Ó wá jẹ́ kí a gbàdúrà kí Ọlọ́run máa darí ẹni.
And seek his will.
Kí a sì wá ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
One of the ways in which God can speak to you.
Ọ̀nà kan tí Ọlọ́run lè gbà bá yín sọ̀rọ̀.
Is one through the inner witness.
Òun ni
àìlera of the Holy Spirit.
Àti inú wa.
That is in you.
Ẹ̀mí mímọ Ọlọ́run tí ó wà nínú yín.
After you have accepted Jesus as the Lord and
Savior. Lẹ́yìn tẹ̀sí gbà Jésù gẹ́gẹ́ bí Olúwa àti Olùgbàlà.
There is the Holy Spirit that will bear witness, inner witness.
Ẹ̀mí mímọ tí yóò máa jẹ́rìí láti inú wá fún yín.
Again, dream, vision,
Allah,
and prophecy.
Ìran àsọtẹ́lẹ̀.
God does speak to his servant.
Ọlọ́run a máa bá àwọn ìránṣẹ́ rẹ̀ sọ̀rọ̀.
Again, testimonies too, like we listen to testimonies here.
Nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀rí gan gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ṣe gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀rí níbí.
A lot of people will connect to some of the testimony. It might be an answer to what they have been asking for when they get to church. The testimony will be a confirmation of what we have been warning about.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àsopọ̀ mọ́ ẹ̀rí tí wọ́n ti gbọ́. Ẹ̀rí yà sí wa jẹ́ ohun tí yóò mú ìtúsílẹ̀ bá àwọn náà bákan náà.
And Christian counseling.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìmọ̀ràn
Kristẹni. You can also have an association with God spiritually.
Ẹ lè mọ bí Ọlọ́run ṣe ń bára sọ̀rọ̀ nípa tẹ̀mí.
Through the scripture.
Nípa ìwé mímọ́.
You will have imagined a lot of time when God has led you to certain scriptures.
Yeah,
and you find out that it correctly answers what, like Matthew 14:27 sometimes.
Ẹ ó ti gbé ìyẹ̀wò. Ọlọ́run lè darí yín lọ sínú ẹsẹ̀ ìwé mímọ́ kan tí yóò sọ fún yín, á sì jẹ́ ojútùú sí ìṣòro ti ẹni.
Matthew 14:27 say, it is me, the Lord, I. You have been praying, you have been doing that, and all of a sudden God just takes you to that side. Then you just read it, you know, you don't need to go further.
Ìwé Matthew oríkẹrìnlá ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
It is God speaking through his spirit in you.
Òun ni Ọlọ́run lè bá ẹyin ẹ̀mí yín sọ̀rọ̀.
He is Holy Spirit speak through godly counsel too.
Ẹ̀mí mímọ́ máa bá ni sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìwà bí Ọlọ́run.
And circumstances.
Àti àwọn ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ láyìíká.
There are things that you will see happening.
Àwọn nǹkan wà tí a máa rí pé ó ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
And that you will know from that happening that that one relates to you.
Ẹ wà mọ̀ nípa ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ náà.
The Spirit of God speak according to. This is why you should know this. Very careful about this.
Ẹ gbọ́dọ̀ mọ èyí dájú.
The Spirit of God speak according to the word of God.
Ẹ̀mí Ọlọ́run a máa bá ni sọ̀rọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìlànà ti ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
As you have in 1 John 4:1-4.
Ìwé Jọ̀hánù kìíní orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kìíní
ilé kẹrin. So it must agree in all times with the heart of God.
Ohun tí Ọlọ́run ń bá wa sọ gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
And the last way, not the last way, but in this
nínú àkójọpọ̀ tí a wà yìí.
We will encourage you to secure.
A ó gbà yín nímọ̀ràn kí a rí i dájú pé.
God speaking to you will secure the agreement of the second person. You must be able to secure the agreement of the second person.
Bí Ọlọ́run ń bá yín sọ̀rọ̀, ó gbọ́dọ̀ lè jẹ́ kí ẹ ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú ẹnì kejì tí ẹ ń gbàdúrà nípa rẹ̀.
How does that happen?
Báwo ni yóò ṣe ṣẹlẹ̀?
You don't just judge by your own opinion that God has talked to you and so it must be that this man is for me.
Kò ṣe wípé a ó wà kàn wò pé Ọlọ́run ti bá mi sọ̀rọ̀ ọkùnrin yìí tèmi ló gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́.
There must be the other aspect. The man himself or the woman herself must be able independently in Christ be able to establish that truly you are for me.
Ní ọ̀nà kejì Praise God. In getting qualified for this wonderful association and relationship with God, you must be qualified in terms of your status, born again, and you must be established in the faith. As it said in Colossians 2:6-7.
Now, there is this question.
I met a woman in 1998, and we have been living together as unbelievers. This lady has had two relationships, each with each produced one child. Male and female for each of the past. After 6 years of child's play, I don't know why this brother is referring to this as child's play. She conceived for me and bore a set of twins, boy and girl, without consummating our marriage. But now I couldn't bear it any longer because we are both MFF members. He has been captured by the fire of conversion. Please, we need your advice on what to do. The answer is, I want to thank God for the impartation that you have had at MFM. Or if indeed both of you have really resolved to live a repentant life. Emphasize to live a repentant life. I will advise you to please submit yourself first for counseling on salvation. Your salvation must be guaranteed. And if you are in this congregation, it will be nice you see us. So that can be put by the side. Repentance is needed at this point. It is not just feeling bad. It is feeling bad enough to have an heartfelt desire to change. The next step for you, as you have heard, is to pay the bride price and then approach our marriage committee that will officially organize correction marriage based on a set of laid down criteria. Brother, you can visit or call Happy Home Ministry for any further clarification you might need. Preferably, such visits should be in the company of your partner. I pray that God will bless you. Amen. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
The first question I have here says,
I'm
a lady in MFM. I want to marry a boy who is attends the Redeemed Church of God. His father is the head of one of the Celestial Churches of God in Nigeria.
Babare, Osijia, Olori, Okoninu, Awonjeno, Ilu Nigeria.
Then to ask a question. Will MFM authorities allow a father, potential father-in-law, to wear a white garment to attend the wedding here?
Baba, Okoninu, Oji, Okolara, Awonjeno, Ushuagu, Tojo, Sele, Ilu Nigeria. Awafa, Bere, Bere, Pe, Inje, Ijori, Okinu, Magba, Ki, Baba, Oko, Ki, Owa, Shosele, Wasinu, Ijowa.
Or if he does not wear the garment,
tàbí bí o bá tilẹ̀ wọ aṣọ ọ̀hún wá,
will he be allowed to attend the wedding
ceremony? Ọmọ àgbà láàyè láti wá sí inú ìgbéyàwó ọ̀hún.
In other words, your father, your potential father-in-law is a selection.
Bàbá
pastor.
Bàbá ọkọ ó jẹ́ ẹni tó máa ń lọ sí ìjọsẹ̀lẹ̀.
The man you want to marry is from attend the redeemed Christian Church of God.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni ọmọkùnrin ọ̀hún ìjọ redeem ló máa ń lọ.
And you as a woman, you are attending MFM here.
Ẹ̀yin gẹ́gẹ́ bí obìnrin ẹ wá sí ìjọ orí òkè náà.
Now the answer is, if the marriage committee of MFM,
ìdáhùn rèé, bí àwọn ìgbìmọ̀ ìgbéyàwó ti jọ wa níyìn,
will approve your marriage,
tí wọ́n bá fi ọwọ́ sí ìgbéyàwó yín,
after you have complied with pre-marital counseling,
lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí ẹ bá ti la ìgbìmọ̀ ìgbanímọ̀ràn nípa ìgbéyàwó kọjá,
and they have examined both of you very very well,
tí wọ́n sì ti yẹ méjèèjì wò fínífíní,
since the man you want to marry is your potential father-in-law, then the father of the bridegroom, he will be allowed to attend.
Níwọ̀n gbà tí bàbá ọkọ wọn máa gbà láàyè láti wá.
Whether he wears white garment gown or not.
Kò bá wọ aṣọ ṣẹlẹ̀ wá tàbí kò wọ̀.
However, we want to give this caution.
Àmọ́ a fẹ́ fún yín ní ìkìlọ̀ yìí.
That you have already known where you are going.
Wípé ẹ ti mọ ibi tí ẹ ń lọ náà.
So you have to prepare yourself.
Ẹ ní láti gbára yín dì.
May God have your marriage in Jesus' name.
Ọlọ́run yóò ràn ìgbéyàwó yín lọ́wọ́ lórúkọ Jésù.
Amen.
Àmì.
The second question.
Ìbéèrè èkejì.
He says, if your place of work is outside your state of residence.
Ó wípé ibi tí ènìyàn ti ń ṣiṣẹ́, bó bá wà lóde ibi tí ènìyàn ń gbé.
Is it a sin when you imagine having love, making love to your wife?
Wọ́n wá ní ǹjẹ́ wa jẹ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kí ènìyàn máa gbé ìyẹ̀wò lórí rẹ̀ wípé ó ń bá ìyàwó rẹ̀ ní àjọṣepọ̀.
Maybe he says he's not staying in the same state with his wife.
Bóyá àwọn òjùmọ̀ wà ní ìlú kan náà pẹ̀lú ọkọ àti aya.
In order to satisfy himself sexually.
Láti lè wá mú ìtẹ́lọ́rùn bára rẹ̀ nípa ìbálòpọ̀.
Is it sinful for him to imagine having sex with his wife?
Wọ́n ní ìjọ wa jẹ́ ohun tó jẹ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ fún láti máa gbèrò lórí rẹ̀ wípé òun bá ìyàwó òun ní àjọṣepọ̀.
And the answer we want to give you is that be aware that imaginary sexual act, the demonic and defilement of the mind.
A fẹ́ fún un dáyé lójú pé ṣíṣe àgbéyẹ̀wò nínú ìbálòpọ̀ nínú ọpọlọ ènìyàn ó jẹ́ ohun tó máa ń kó àdàlù bá ènìyàn tó sì ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn.
This is ancient demonic sexual perversion.
Ó jẹ́ àyídáyidá nípa ti ìbálòpọ̀.
God only allowed sexual union between legally married couples.
Ọlọ́run a máa fàyè gba ìbálòpọ̀ láàrin àwọn lọ́kọláya tí wọ́n ṣe ìgbéyàwó lọ́nà tó bá òfin mu.
Which is the physical union.
Èyí tó ń ṣe ìbálòpọ̀ tí a lè fojú rí.
Not fleshly lust of the mind.
Kì í ṣe ìfẹ́kùfẹ́ ti èrò ọkàn.
Avoid going to hell fire.
Ẹ yẹra fún lílọ sí ọ̀run àpáàdì.
And stop it now.
Kí ẹ sì dánú dúró lórí rẹ̀ báyìí.
In Jesus' name.
Orúkọ Jésù.
Can everybody say amen?
Kí gbogbo ìjọ ṣe àmì.
Number 3 question.
Ìbéèrè ẹ̀kẹta.
I'm in a relation. I'm trying to marry a lady.
Mo pinnu láti fẹ́ ọmọbìnrin kan.
Anytime we have disagreement.
Gbogbo ìgbà tí a bá ní èdè àìyedè.
She'll be the first to raise her hand and slap me.
Òun ló máa kọ́kọ́ gbé ọwọ́ rẹ̀ sókè láti gbá mi létí.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀kẹ́ hallelujah.
Please. What will I do that we are not yet married yet?
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ kí ni kí n ṣe níwọ̀n ìgbà tí a ò tí ń ṣe ìgbéyàwó náà.
Amen.
Àmì.
Since you have not told us that you are the second to slap her.
Níwọ̀n ìgbà tí a ò tí sọ fún wa wípé ẹ̀yin ni ẹ máa ń gba létí padà.
You say that she is the first to raise her hand to slap you.
Ẹ wí pé òun ló máa ń kọ́kọ́ gbé ọwọ́ rẹ̀ sókè láti gba yín létí.
We want to submit to you that both of you have entered into one chance.
A fẹ́ sọ fún yín pé inú ohun tí ò dára ni ẹ̀mẹ́jì ti mẹ́sẹ̀ wọ̀.
In other words, both of you are not born again.
Ẹ̀yin méjèèjì ò tí ì di àtúbí.
Have you sought the will of God before entering into this relationship?
Ǹjẹ́ ẹ tilẹ̀ kọ́kọ́ ti wá ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run kí ẹ tó wọnú ìbáṣepọ̀ yìí lọ́nà?
For your best interest.
Fún eléyìí tí ó máa dára fún yín báyìí.
Stop that relationship.
Ẹ mú ìdádúró bá ìbáṣepọ̀ ọ̀hún.
For that marriage would not work.
Nítorí ìgbéyàwó bẹ́ẹ̀ kò lè ṣiṣẹ́.
If you love your life,
bí ẹ bá fẹ́ràn ayé yín,
you better run now.
Ẹ̀yà tètè sá báyìí.
Because now it is only beating you with a hand.
Nítorí nísìnyí gan ọwọ́ lọ fi ń lù yín.
When you get married,
gbà tẹ bá wá jùmọ̀ ṣe ìgbéyàwó tán,
she will use the person.
Àwọn kóńdó ló máa bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní fi lù yín.
And whatever happens,
ohunkóhun tó bá sì wá ṣẹlẹ̀,
only God can know.
Ọlọ́run nìkan ṣe ló lè wá mọ̀.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Ẹ ki hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹyin orúkọ Olúwa.
We have three questions here.
I need to be the
The first one goes.
Akọkọ lọ báyìí.
As a Christian.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí Kristẹni.
Is it a sin?
Ǹjẹ́ ó jẹ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bí?
To do betting.
Láti máa ta tẹ́tẹ́.
The winnings have helped to solve family financial problems.
Àwọn owó tí mo ti jẹ lórí tẹ́tẹ́ yìí ó ti ràn mí lọ́wọ́ nínú ètò ìṣúná owó mi nínú ẹbí.
So this our brother is asking whether it is good for him to do gambling or to do pools betting. The dictionary has defined betting as attitude of squandering or losing.
Kíyàn máa ṣe kó máa wò bóyá òun ó jẹ tàbí òyí ò jẹ.
Attitude of squandering or losing.
Kíyàn máa náwó ní ìnákúnà.
He has defined it as a game of chance.
O ti túmọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀nà ìyíjẹ èyí ò jẹ.
The Bible says that we are to be blessed by the labor of our hands.
Bíbélì wí pé kí a gba ìbùkún láti ìṣe ọwọ́ wa.
In Psalm 128.
Nínú ìwé orin Dáfídì orí kejì dín ní ọgọ́ta.
Verses 1 and 2.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkíní àti ìkejì.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord.
Ìbùkún ni fún ẹni tó bẹ̀rù Olúwa.
That walketh in his ways.
Tí ó rìn ní ọ̀nà rẹ̀.
For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands.
Torí ìwọ ó jẹ èrè iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ rẹ.
Happy shalt thou be.
Inú rẹ̀ yóò sì dùn.
And it shall be well with thee. So it is not proper for a child of God to be doing betting. It is not good for a child of God to be doing gambling.
It's
not good for a child of God to be doing lottery. It is not good for a child of God to be playing this financial game of chance.
Kò tó fún ọmọ Ọlọ́run láti máa fi owó sí èyí jẹ èyí ò jẹ.
Most of the time, those who do that, they don't win.
Àwọn ènìyàn tó bá fowó sí lọ́pọ̀ ìgbà wọn kì í fi owó wọn gbà padà.
And it's actually robbery.
Ó sì jẹ́ ọ̀nà bí o lè.
Because it is gathering money from all people and then giving to one person who don't labor for it.
Nítorí wípé wọ́n kàn kówó jọ láti gbogbo àwọn tí ó ta tẹ́tẹ́ yìí láti fún. Ẹni tí ó bá borí ni.
So the Bible says that the child of God should pray and work hard.
Bíbélì rọ̀ wá wípé kí a gbàdúrà kí a sì ṣiṣẹ́ takuntakun.
And the Lord will bless and favor the hard work of the child of God.
Olúwa yóò sì bùkún yóò sì ṣojú rere sí iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
Therefore our brother.
Torí náà arákùnrin wa.
Please.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́.
Stop betting.
Ẹ jáwọ́ nínú títa tẹ́tẹ́.
Stop gambling.
Jáwọ́ nínú pé ẹ̀ ń ta tẹ́tẹ́.
It is not the will of God for your life.
Kì í ṣe ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run fún ayé yín.
Praise the Lord.
Ẹ̀yin orúkọ Olúwa.
The second question says.
Ìbéèrè kejì wípé.
My husband was a widower with 3 adult children when I met him.
Ọkọ mi ó ti pàdánù ìyàwó rẹ̀ nígbà tí mo bí tí mo mọ̀ ó sì bímọ mẹ́ta.
We have done introduction and engagement.
A ti ṣe mọ̀ mí mọ̀ ọ́ àwọn ẹbí sì ti mọra wọn.
In June 2016.
Nínú oṣù kẹfà ọdún tí ó kọjá.
Though my husband stays out of Lagos where I stay.
Bí ó ti dé wípé ọkọ mi ò gbé ìlú Èkó.
Because of his work.
Nítorí iṣẹ́ rẹ̀.
Up till now.
Títí di àkókò tí mo kọ lẹ́tà yìí.
The photo of my husband and his late wife is still the only one hanging in the sitting room.
Àwòrán ọkọ mi àti ìyàwó rẹ̀ tó ti kú yìí ni àwòrán kan ṣoṣo tí ó gbé kọ́ sí yàrá ìgbàlejò yàrá rẹ̀.
In addition to the fact that the late wife was buried in the compound. The photo makes me feel bad. That the house is still not yet my own. Please, what should I do? Or is it that I am being oversensitive? Praise the Lord. Sister, it is not good that the picture of your husband and the late wife should still be the picture in the living room.
Now that
you are now married to the man and the late wife is gone, the Bible says that at death, the marriage covenant between a couple is
dissolved.
Now that you are the legal wife of the man, it is the picture of yourself and the man that should be in the parlor and also in all the other rooms. But this is a sensitive issue, therefore, sister, you need to discuss it with your husband, so that he understands that this is a new relationship and that the old one does no more subsist.
Oro ti o lagbara ti a fi gbodo fi ogbon to ni eleyi e gbodo ba oko yin so pe bi won ti se lati mu bi awuro na kuro.
We also counsel that the husband should talk to his adult children.
Atun gba oko ni imoran wi pe aya ni imoran pe ki o so fun oko re ki o ba awon omo re ti o ti dagba soro,
to understand that a new wife has come and this is the one that owns the ground now.
The
grown-up children should respect the new marriage relationship and let them have peace. And we also encourage the husband to ensure that his new wife has peace of mind and enjoys this new home and this new relationship, so that our God will bless them. We also advise this couple to see the Happy Home Ministry for further advice and
help.
The third question goes like this. I am a single sister of 40 years plus. A 50 years plus aged man is asking my hand for marriage. This man had a child from a lady, according to him, in a bewitchment manner. No marriage took place at that time. This same man proceeded to marry another woman who bore him two children. However, when the man lost his job, the woman abandoned the marriage with a divorce and left with the two children. This man has been alone for 21 years and has decided to remarry. Please advise if I can seek the face of God to marry this man. Praise the Lord. The Bible states that if a man be separated from his wife, that they should remain separated or else come together again in marriage. That is with regard to the second woman who bought two children for this man and they were divorced. So long as that woman and her two children are still alive, it is not advised, sister, that you should start praying to marry this man. Because the woman can wake up one day and say that she is led to come back to her husband. The advice is that you should be more patient with the Lord and pray so that the Lord will give you the very husband he has planned for you from the foundation of
the
Praise the Lord.
I'd like you to get ready to pray now. With a loud voice, say, all my helpers, that the enemy has chased away, come back to me by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Come back by fire. Come back by fire. Come back by fire. All the helpers that wish carve have chased away, come back right now. In the name of Jesus, all my helpers that the enemy has chased away, come back right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You better open your mouth very wide. This prayer is very important. Say, I will not end this year empty-handed. Your voice is not loud enough. Oh God,
alright.
Bless me in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I will not end this year empty-handed. Oh God, arise and bless me. Bless me. My hand will not be empty this year. In the name of Jesus, I will not end this year with empty hand. In the name of Jesus, I will not end this year with empty hand. In the name of Jesus, I will not end this year empty handed. In the name of Jesus, I will not end this year empty handed. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'll say this one with fire. I am here to let you know that God will touch you. God will bring answers to this prayer with a loud voice. Say, Holy Ghost, wherever I am tied down, set me free. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. You must not be tied down financially, materially. You must not be tied down. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere I am tied down, maritally, financially, in my career, Holy Ghost, set me free. Break me loose. In the name of Jesus. Wherever I'm tied down, set me free. 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 In the name of Jesus. Wherever I am tied down, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Wherever I am tied down, in my finances, in my finances, Holy Ghost, set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Set me free. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, you are free. And I join my voice with your voice. Anyone who is here today, that the enemy has tied you down in any area of your life, maybe your finances, maybe your health, maybe your career, maybe your marriage, wherever you are tied down, be set free in the name of Jesus. 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 Whether you are tied down by evil chains, or tied down by evil rope of the enemy, or whatever that the enemy has used to tie you down, on this holy altar, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, set you free! Now lift up your right hand and shout this one loud and clear. I am unstoppable. I will reach my goal. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. I am unstoppable. I am unstoppable. I must reach my goal. In the name of Jesus. I am unstoppable. I must reach my goal. By fire. In the name of Jesus. I am unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. I am unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. I am unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now this is the last prayer point. Well, you need to invest the remaining strength on this one. This one you are going to command. You will say it like this. And the way you say it, the way the answer will come. Let me hear you say, the womb of
2017.
You will not swallow my blessing. Let me hear you say, the womb of 2017. Hear the word of the Lord. Vomit my blessing. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Vomit them. 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 By fire. You the womb of 2017. Release that breakthrough you are holding. Release that favor you are holding. Release that next level you are holding. Release that promotion you are holding. Release that increase you are holding. Release that blessing you are holding. Thank you, Father. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, it is so. Father, we bless you.
Baba, abukun yin.
You are such a wonderful God.
Olorun iyanu le je.
The God of wonders.
Olorun ara.
The God to whom nothing is difficult.
Olorun ti ko so to soro
se. You are a way maker.
Ejeni to ma la
o. You are a road maker.
Ejeni to ma npin ona
si. You can bring life out of death.
Ele wu ijade ninu oku.
As your children move out from here.
Bi awa omo yin ba o se ma jade lati
yin. Direct their feet to their place of blessing.
Ejeni ta wa ti ibu ibi ibu ko wa.
Every step you are going to take this week, it shall be the right step. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As you go, the favor of God, the mercy of God shall follow you. In the name of Jesus. The God of Obededom is the God who worked wonders within 3 months. The God who opens strange doors of financial breakthrough. The God who brought surprises from nowhere. I decree by the decree of fire that the God of Obededom, he will surprise you in the name of Jesus. Every domestic witchcraft that is attacking your rising up, every neighborhood witchcraft, every environmental witchcraft that want to swallow your glory, they shall die suddenly. This week, all your setback, it shall become your comeback. In the name of Jesus, I command sevenfold restoration for you. This week, the Lord shall open fresh doors of breakthrough for you. Where others have failed, you will go there and succeed. In the name of Jesus. And every prison of the enemy that is holding on to your breakthrough, that prison shall be opened by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This year, you will not hand it empty handed. This year, you will not hand it as a storyteller. God will put tangible blessings in your hand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hear this one. Wherever the enemies are gathered against you, wherever the enemies are conspired against you, as you shout amen, the Lord scattered them. All your wasted opportunities, all your wasted years, I decree before the end of this year, recover in the name of Jesus. 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 The Lord will put the neck of your enemy into your hands. Whether your enemy likes it or not, you will be greater than them. From this day, as you walk out here, you walk on the head of your enemies. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No power from hell, from your father's house shall be able to stop your blessing. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you. And the Lord will bless you and keep on blessing you until your name is God blessing in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Every wind of affliction is not permitted to blow in your direction. All enemies that are waiting to mock you, they shall be disappointed. Anyone who is here today and you are facing certain situation that is bigger than you, that problem, that challenge, this week you will sing the song of victory over that problem. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Any problem that is bent or humiliating you, by the mercy of God, you will humiliate them. It shall be well with you. Go from grace to grace. Let us share the grace together.